Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Glad you raised this because this fascinates me. So we're going to need to get over our fixation in this country with our attitude to, you know, the old nuclear, because if you look at Amazon and Google and Microsoft, this is the future. And if you want to run a data center, this is where probably we're going to have to go, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're sending a big signal. So you look at some of the deals in the past week. So yeah, if you look at, I suppose, you know, the world's demand for sort of clean energy, you know, the proliferation of AI and particularly generative AI is really accelerating this. So look, your typical Google search, it consumes a few watts of energy. A generative AI model, that might use several hundred. So that's pretty much it. So yeah, the big tech, they're looking to get ahead of the game, perhaps because they see that, you know, renewables or your battery power doesn't cut it in terms of other alternatives. So look at Amazon, their cloud computing business, they're investing more than $500 million in three nuclear power projects in the US. So they've got a deal with Virginia's utility company. And so they're building these small modular nuclear reactors, which, yeah, seeing as being more efficient, obviously cheaper, than larger nuclear reactors, and it'll still take a few years to build, so you've got to plan for them. Google, they've announced that they'll purchase power from a developer, Kairos, to develop similar small modular nuclear reactors. And then you look at Microsoft, so they've got a 20-year deal with Constellation to purchase power from Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, and that's set to reopen in 2028. Just on that point, Three Mile, that was actually the site of the worst nuclear accident in US history. It had a meltdown back in 1979. So I suppose that's been part of the thing holding back you know, nuclear power, those safety concerns. Obviously, we had Fukushima. That was back in 2011 now. Yeah, that was you know, caused, obviously, to a tsunami. So uranium, that was shunned in the aftermath, but yeah, needs must, as you say, and I think attitudes are changing. So the World Nuclear Association, they reckon nuclear capacity is going to grow nearly 80%, and demand for uranium is going to double by 2040. So we've actually got 400 operable reactors globally, 60 under construction thereabouts, and over 100 planned. So still takes a long time to build them, up to 10 years. Uranium prices, they have been volatile, but yeah, shares in nuclear energy companies and companies that build reactors, they've been running up to record levels. Constellation Energy, they've got the largest fleet of reactors in the US. They've seen its share price up 130% this year. And uranium miner Cameco, that was up again overnight, record highs. So yeah, times are a changing, Mike, and needs must.
Yes, indeed. And then we come to Genesis, which is interesting. What was their update?
Well, their update was a pretty good one from their perspective, and just shows you, you know, obviously we've got fantastic hydro generation, but that can be problematic when lakes are low, when the weather is dry, and obviously we've seen that in recent months. So yeah, they've had their update. They said, showed that Huntly was kept very busy. So Huntly, it's normally around about 8% of national electricity supply. So that stepped up during August to around 20%. So they literally kept the lights on during the dry weather, and particularly in Auckland. So a lot of coal going on the fire. They have looked at trialling biomass, and they want to do that, but you know, for the moment, it's largely coal. So they had a third unit going there. So 1,281 gigawatts per hour. It was up 52% on a year ago. Generation up 18%, and getting a good price for it as well. If you look at the average price, it was $338 a megawatt hour, and that was up from $131 a year ago. So it just shows you the tight market. But look, they did note how New Zealand needs to work on, you've alluded to this, our energy security. And you look at Huntly, they actually said that's going to be uneconomic beyond 2028. So what happens if we get another dry spell in a few years' time? They said that's going to require a lot of investment, and they need to have some sharing in that. And then there's Kupe. They've got 46% of that. Production down 18% there. And our gas supplies are also running out. And of course, the previous government put a ban on new exploration. So all bit of a problem. Yeah, wind and solar, they're great, but not so good when wind's not blowing and the sun's not shining. But yeah, we have got this push into renewables. Obviously, the deal with Tiwai is helping there. Genesis is also on that journey. They've got a solar farm at Lauriston. That's on track for December. But yeah, overall, good update. And they should be, yeah, they've made a good start to hitting FY25 earnings guidance of $460 million.
All right, give me some numbers.
Yeah, okay, so the US indices have actually stepped back from their record highs, taking a bit of a breather. The Dow is down 0.8%, 42949. S&P 500 is down 0.5%, 5838. NASDAQ down 0.2%. FTSE 100 down 0.5%, 8318. Nikkei down 0.07%. CSI 300, that had a good reaction to those interest rate cuts you mentioned in China, up 0.25%. ASX 200 up 0.7%. NZ50, hey, we got close to 13,000, Mike. We haven't been there since December 2021. We're up 99 points on the NZ50, 12923. Gold staying around record highs, pretty flat, 2722 an ounce. Oil, 70 spot 59, up 2%. Currency markets, we're down slightly against the US, 60 spot 3. Kiwi flat against $8.90.6. And we're down slightly against sterling, 46.5.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Devon Funds Management, where you will find Mr. G. Smith.